About 100 state workers held a rally outside the state office building in Juneau last week to show solidarity with union leaders negotiating new contracts. The Parnell administration is currently working out new three-year deals with three public employee unions representing more than 11,000 workers statewide. Republican legislators have come out against raises for those workers. KTOO's Casey Kelly reports.
What do we want?
With the portable sound system on the fritz, Gordon Wilson Naranjo took matters into his own hands, jumping on the railing of the state office building portico and leading union members in a chant.
When do we want it?
Now! Yeah!
Wilson Naranjo is a wildlife biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game and a member of the Alaska State Employees Association. With about 8,500 members, ASEA is the largest state employee union. Wilson Naranjo says he's disappointed the state isn't offering more of a wage adjustment to workers outside Anchorage.
Here in Juneau, we have a higher cost of living, property value, and there hasn't been that full adjustment. And so I'd like to see that geographic difference. That's my big thing.
According to a recent negotiation update on ASEA's website, the state's initial wage proposal did not include any pay increase in the first year of the contract and only 1% increases in years 2 and 3. The union countered with a proposed 3% increase in year 1 and 2% increases in subsequent years. Jim Duncan is ASEA's business manager.
Well, we still have a ways to go in negotiations. I think we're making progress.
Duncan says the two sides are mostly squabbling over monetary issues right now. The state backed off an earlier proposal to abolish the union's third-party managed health trust, which provides medical benefits to ASEA members and their dependents.
Which was a big issue for us, so they have decided to back off on that. But again, I'm optimistic. We're doing some hard bargaining. They're doing some hard bargaining. That's what the process is about.
Andy Mills, Special Assistant to Administration Commissioner Becky Holtberg, says the state wants balanced agreements for all of its union contracts.
That being one that both parties are happy with.
The state is also negotiating with two Alaska Public Employees Association bargaining units representing about 3,000 workers. APEA's Doug Swanson says talks are focused on wages and health benefits, but he declined to offer specifics, citing the positive state of negotiations.
When things aren't going well, I can complain to you. But when we're real close to being done and things are moving and there's positive momentum, there's not a whole lot I can say to the media or say to anybody, because we don't want to break the momentum.
By statute, the administration must submit labor agreements to the legislature by the 60th day of the session. That's March 15th this year. In an unusual move, legislative leaders are adding their 2 cents during negotiations. In a recent letter to Governor Sean Parnell, House Speaker Mike Chenault, Senate President Charlie Huggins, and the co-chairs of the House and Senate Finance Committees, all Republicans, urged the administration to, quote, hold the monetary terms of the contracts at zero. The letter cites the state's fiscal uncertainty, declining oil tax revenue, and perceived competition with the private sector. Duncan says ASEA isn't worried about lawmakers at this point.
The legislature has a right to express their opinion. I respect that. However, we negotiate with the administration, and once we reach an agreement, we'll then go present that to the legislature.
But the letter is a big concern to ASEA member Alan Plotnick, an employment security specialist with the Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development.
Did the legislature get their raise? Did they get their cost of living allowance? Do they get their per diem? Do they get their offices remodeled? Yeah, they do. We're all Alaskans. Come on, let's keep the people that we have sustained with a livable income.
The legislature is not considering any bills to limit collective bargaining, and House and Senate leaders have said they have no plans to introduce such legislation this year. But with many states and the municipality of Anchorage acting to limit union members' rights, Plotnick is wary.
You look what happened in Wisconsin, we need to stick together. It's really scary.
Duncan says ASEA and the state have at least two more bargaining sessions before the March 15th statutory deadline for an agreement. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.